program you're about to hear is a paid commercial advertisement. Claims made by the client are entirely their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of K1 Radio. Alrighty, it's time to be off to the races here, figuratively speaking. And it's time now for our Car Talk program. And we have Brad Dungeness from the Dungeness family of automobiles on the line, practicing social distancing and doing a fine job of it, I might add. How are you today, young man?
I'm well, Tom. How are you today?
Well, you know, the sun's shining, so that's it. That's off to a great start. So,
it was a beautiful day. It was a great morning. I went for a run this morning. It was really nice out there. It's good to have springtime coming. The longer days are here. It's certainly a strange time here, but we are still here at the dealership and open and changed our operation quite a bit, but still here to take care of you and your car needs if you happen to have them. I hope everybody's staying home and safe, and I know that's the main thing I want to emphasize is just that how important it is that we all follow along in this time and keep our distance and keep clean and well so that we can get back to normal just as soon as possible. That's what we're working on here at Dungeness.
That'd be a welcome relief. Now that we're doing things a little bit differently, but we're still doing some things the same, if your car needs service, you're going to be there to help. And and if you're looking for a vehicle, you're going to be there to help. We're just going to have to do it. We're just going to have to modify things just a little bit for the
time being. We're just going to have to change how we do it. Yeah, we have, as you know, we talked before the last couple of weeks about how we've changed our operation, right? We do have pickup and delivery available. We've gone both sales and service. We've made arrangements for sales and service by appointment that are really help us keep everybody safe and separated. We've got instituted a whole bunch of protocols on cleaning procedures for our facilities, for our people, and for your vehicle, of course, when we have it here. And we disinfect and are constantly cleaning and washing our hands, of course, and doing everything we can to keep our people and our customers safe. You know, it is important to emphasize that there are people out there that really need their vehicles, whether they're first responders or people at the hospital or people working in the grocery stores. If their cars are down, that's why we're here. That's why our car dealers are considered essential businesses by the federal government and by our local governments also. You know, there have been over 50 recalls announced just since the national emergency was announced on March 13th. So recalls are still going on. Cars are broken. We're responsible to fix recalls. So that's part of the reason why we're there. Now, certainly not all things rise to the level you need to have them taken care of today. If you're not driving your vehicle, obviously, you know, it's probably not the time to just be doing basic maintenance. Little things like that. I just put that off until we get through this. You know, if you do have a recall or something a little more major, it might be a good time to get it done because we've got some available time in the shop and we've got the parts and we can get the vehicle in and back to you very safely. And so it's just a matter of prioritizing that. But if you have any question, all you need to do is give us a call. And really, that goes for anything you need now. Give us a call or contact us through our website. We have great chat tools on the website. They're manned pretty much 24/7. So it's a matter of just reaching out to us, and we'll be happy to help you arrange the service or whatever you need. Just give us a call. And you can do that at 918-333-0900.
Now, when we've been talking about the distancing and things like that, if you're in the mood for a car, you know, appointments are good, and you can also be on the internet and get a lot of things done that way, too.
You know, we've seen that over the last few weeks, just an incredible rise in the use of the tools we have on our website that help you do that, whether, you know, lots of people are using the trade value tool now. We've noticed we had a number of those leads this morning when we came in where people were at home last night working, you know, putting their trade information in. And, you know, that's a great opportunity for you to get things done before you come in. So today you can do a lot of the research on the vehicle you're interested in. Mm-hmm. You can definitely get your trade value narrowed down. A lot of the credit stuff can be done with these great interest rates the manufacturers have come up with as an incentive to on the new vehicle side, and the payment delay, and some payments are being made for you. You can have up to 6 months of payment relief from Ford, or get 0% for 84 months. So there's some really great deals out there. And if you are interested in that, you can start that whole process online. We're working really hard on trying to get to where we can even finish it online mm-hmm. and do electronic signatures and stuff like that. That's not quite here today. In reality, we still need ink signatures on some of our documents. They're required by law, but we're getting really close to that, and I think I can see in the near future where we'll have processes where a lot of it can be done and confirmed online, and the transaction mm-hmm. can pretty much be completed completely remotely. I was reading in one of the trade magazines about in China now they've got drones dropping the keys at people's houses.
Oh my!
So we might bring your car back from service. We'd still have to drive it or bring it on a truck to you, but mm-hmm. we'd drop it off, and then we could drop the keys off on your doorstep just with our drone. That sounds a little futuristic to me, but maybe we're headed that direction. Who knows?
Who knows? But the thing is that we're in a new area and era, I should say, and we're finding new ways just to get the job done. And I really think that that's something else. And I think that's something that's been going pretty well for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it's been great. We're still selling cars every day and doing our business. We've had, fairly good service business lately. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing is like we were talking, not people coming in just for everyday maintenance and oil changes and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. more serious repairs, a lot of the essential business trucks and things like that. The ranchers and the other small business guys, they got to keep going. You can't stop feeding your cows just because we have a pandemic. So they're out there working, and when they need their vehicles repaired, it's really important that we help them with that. And so you can do a night drop-off on service, too. Each morning now, we have a lot of vehicles that are already here for us to work on when we come in. We have night drops at each store, so you come in, you let us know on a piece of paper what service you want. We'll contact you, of course, to confirm everything, mm-hmm. But it's really easy to do that also. That's another opportunity for you to do that and not have any contact at all.
It's just so different, but yet it works so well in this situation. Now, you were if you do for an oil change, we talked a little bit about service already, but if you do for that oil change and tire rotation, that can be done, and all you have to do is just plan ahead a little bit, and that's not going to be an issue.
Well, I think, people are staying home more, and maybe if you have a second vehicle, you can drop the vehicle off, or we'll be happy, like I said, to come get it. Our Lincoln business, we've been doing that for years, the pickup and delivery for our Lincoln customers, and that's something we know, and Becca, our Lincoln concierge, our Lincoln specialist, does that a great job with our Lincoln customers. And of course, Lincoln has given us some great protective measures, and we're using CDC and Lincoln approved processes to make sure we get everything cleaned and right to the customer, and that's a great process. And we do that for sales and service, and so it's really simple to just give Becca a call. She'll be happy to come get your Lincoln. She can drop off another Lincoln for you to drive while we're working on your vehicle, and bring it right back to you when we're done. It's a great process.
Indeed. And if anybody really wants to know how some of this works and operates, your websites are really informative when it comes to not only looking to see what's on the lot or what you can get online and everything, but also what's available and what services can be done in the shop, too.
Sure. And of course, we have great value on all our services, oil change and tire rotation special going on right now for only $39.95. Oh. It's a great deal. help you maintain your vehicle, keep it going down the road. But like we said before, you know, this time is not, is, you know, you're probably not driving your car so much. And I know some people may not be driving their car at all. If that's your case, you know, probably once a week, you want to just go out there and start the car. Maybe take it, you know, back it out of the garage and turn the wheel a little bit and go around the block. It can't hurt the vehicle. It does need to be driven. They're not meant to sit for months, and it'll help it just to start it up, to get the oil moving and get the engine warmed up, and get the just make sure that the battery stays charged and that things are all good. You don't want to end up needing the vehicle and have it where you can't get it going because you've let it sit for too long. So that's certainly something for people to consider. If you have gotten a recall notice, just give us a call or your dealer, and we'll be happy to help you make a decision whether it's time you want to go ahead and take care of that, or if it's something that you can wait until this health concern is over. We'd be happy to come to you, and we will clean your car after service and make sure that we're giving it back to you as clean as possible.
And that is great. I mean, the drop-off service, it kind of makes you feel special, doesn't it? I like that. But it's also basically the best that we can do in our situation for our own safety and our own protection as well.
Yeah, and it's so important that people follow these protocols. I know the city has made more advice for the retail businesses that are staying open, that are considered essential this week. And we're all, we've done this the last few weeks. We're restricted. We shut down our lounges. We restricted access to the showroom to not limit the number of people in there and make sure that we keep our social distance, so to speak, internally and with our customers. And so we've done all that, and now we're working to post a minimum number of, or maximum number of people that are allowed in our facility. But of course, we have very large showrooms, so it's easy for us to accommodate the number of people that we're going to typically be dealing with. But that's another reason why it's important to contact us, and we're seeing this with sales now. The ones we do, the vehicles we do deliver, that they're really set up before the folks come in. We may even take the vehicle to you to do the test drive so you can confirm that. But you know, a lot of it is set up before you come in, and so it really only takes a few minutes. So we have the paperwork set up where we can lay it out either outside on a table if the weather's right, or inside where you're not in a confined office, and we can give you the social distance space restriction and even be signing the paperwork and such. We've got gloves for you to wear and stuff like that, so it's really interesting, but it does work. And you, like I said, you can start all that online. You can get full information on all the vehicles that we have in stock, pictures. You can calculate our great internet prices, calculate your payments with your actual credit information. You can build that car deal right there on the website and see what it's going to cost you. And that's something that a lot of people don't know, that you can actually do it yourself on the website, find the car, ask questions of us right there. It's really simple and easy and kind of fun. We see people doing it all the time. I think if I looked this morning, there were a number of people on our websites even then. I had, we do get quite, I think there were yesterday about 130 people on our Toyota website. Ford site, we had about 135. So interesting that we're getting more and more people visiting our websites and spending time on there. Two right now on the Ford site looking at inventory, and one of them's looking at our Ford 2020 F-150, which has got great rebates on it right now. You know, one thing I wanted to mention to people is that we're with this transition we're going through with business, where everything's a little bit slow now, I'm expecting the used car market to continue to have a lot of pressure. This is a time of year when typically the used car market is really taken off, and prices are going up for used cars, and were until we hit this national emergency. But I think right now what we're seeing is the rental car companies are dumping used cars. Their inventories are too large with people not traveling. And I think with the big incentives that the manufacturers have come with on 84 months for 0% for Ford, and you know, I look at that too. That is a large savings just from the 0% for 60 month on a typical truck. It could probably save you between $30 and $40 a month over that entire loan period. So over a 7-year period, that's a lot of money, and it's a big savings to you. So the deals are out there, but that's going to put pressure on used car values this summer. And I think, as opposed to the normal trend of used cars really maintaining their strength through summer, we're going to see used car values really have a lot of pressure on them. And that, I don't know what that really means, but that's something we're anticipating going out of this, that we need to be careful on used cars. And that, you know, if you're looking, that might mean that if you're looking to trade at your vehicle, that this would be a good time, because the values are still up there a little bit, more than we expect them to be in a couple months. So I'm not sure really count on that, but if I had to guess, that'd probably be what we'd be looking at.
All right, very good. Some of the things that folks have been kind of wondering about is, you know, I can get a car, right? Are there any specials out there that I need to really kind of look for online, or what should I be asking when looking for some incentives?
Well, what I did mention, the 0% for Ford, and that is one of those things. There also is the 6 months with no payment. So this is another alternative, and you give up the 0 for 84 to get the 6 months deferred payments made for you. I think it's 3 of them deferred, and then 3 are made for you in the form of a rebate. So that means you could buy the car now and not have to make any payments for it for 6 months. Or you can get the 0% for 84 months. On the Toyota side, it's really a lease-based incentives are really the best. We've got incredible lease deals on virtually every new Toyota thing. You know, I saw a lease on a Tacoma truck last week that was $190, something like that. It's incredible low monthly payment on a great truck. And you can do that on Camry, on RAV4, on all the Toyotas. There's great lease deals, and we're seeing a lot more interest in that on the Toyota side. Our Toyota website, too, has a great tool to help you calculate the lease and or the payment of your vehicle. If you're not wanting the lease, you can finance, and you can go back and forth between the two and really see the difference between the two things. It has, like, a great explanation of how the lease works and what it would cost you. What the, you know, really that means is, in the terms of a lease versus a purchase, is, you know, 84 months on that is 7 years. On a lease, you can do it for 2 or 3 years and get a comparable payment to that, like, 7-year payment. So it gives you a lot more flexibility if you're not wanting to keep your car for a long time.
All right, great. And once again, if folks want to make a call to you, they can do that. It's pretty easy to let your fingers do the walking. Your fingers don't even have to wear a mask.
No, we are here. We've got our phone is staffed and ready to serve. Mm-hmm. And we do get a lot of calls. It's best to call before you come in now. We'd like to know you're coming and what you need so that we can be ready for you and make sure that we're all maintaining our social distance. We have changed our hours a little bit. We're open now from 9 till 5 in sales and service. Mm-hmm. If you need us outside of those hours, you can give us a call. We're on the phone for outside of those hours trying to manage things. We'll be happy to make arrangements if you need something done outside of what those reduced operating hours we've gone to now. Mm-hmm. That allows us just to have a more concentrated work activity and help keep people spread out. We've got some people that are working from home, it's been a really interesting period as we've adapted to this.
Oh, man. I imagine it has. I imagine it really has. Now, you still have folks there who are what we would call, customer service relations folks, and it's just not you camping out there. That you still got a lot, some company out there spaced a good 6 feet apart that folks can talk to. So if there's someone that you've been in the pipeline with, in weeks prior to this, and maybe things are looking better for you to make a purchase of a vehicle, they can still contact them.
Yes, please do. Give us a call. We're there on the phone or on our chat tool. You can even come in. Just let us know you're on the way, and we'll be happy to meet you, have the vehicle ready for you. We can have it cleaned up and ready to go when you get here. It's as simple as give us a call at 918-333-0900, and we'll be happy to help you out. Our people are here from 9 to 5 each day, and like I said, in the evenings and on the weekend, it's great to contact us through the websites. We're there most at any hour, just about.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, when it comes to being a part of this community, the Dungis family of autos has been here for 90 years, better.
Well, and over 90 in Oklahoma.
Yeah, in Oklahoma.
And we're coming up on our 70. We passed our 79th birthday just a few days ago.
Wow.
April 1st in Bartlesville, April 1st, 1940. Yeah, getting my years wrong.
Yeah.
We're in our 80th year now. We're so proud of that, and it's a great legacy that we've got. And getting ready. I know we're all anxious to see what's going to happen with sports, and the Indians should be wrapping up high school baseball right now. Of course, we haven't been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the American Legion is looking at what to do this summer for the season. There was a little bit of communication this week that they're hoping to have the season this summer. I just got my fingers crossed that we'll be able to be out there helping sponsor that team again this summer for our 80th year. That'll be a great legacy, too. And that's one of those things that we're really proud of, to be a part of our great community here in Bartlesville. That legacy of sponsoring the baseball team, that's the Guinness Book of Records has honored us as the longest corporate sponsor of a sports team in the world for that sponsorship. And that's, I think, pretty unique, and it's kind of a great thing here in Bartlesville that we've got that kind of relationship.
With all of these great things that we do here together, one thing that I was kind of getting at is that with the history with our community, we've been through a lot together. We've been through conflicts. We've been through, the 9/11. We've been through, a couple of, at least one world war, I guess, and everything, and a few other things along the way. And we've always, as a group, as a community, have come through it pretty well on the other side. And I got a lot of confidence that our great businesses like yours and our community that we enjoy is going to come back possibly even a little bit better after this is all said and done.
Well, we just have to stay focused on what we need to do right now, the stuff we can control, and some of this we can't. But I know right now that's what we're focused on here at Dungis, is keeping our team together, helping keep our people employed. Being there to serve our customers if they need something during this period. If the cars broke down or if you need something, we're there for you. And I think that's just really awesome that we can be there, that our people keep working, that we're able to get through this. And like you said, I do think when we get through this, we're going to have a great bounce back. We're going to get the community. We're about done with the big square downtown. I know there's a lot of talk about that. If you can get some pictures of it, I've been published on the Price Tower website, and I think the view is going to be awesome once we get that park open and are able to get down there later this year. Hopefully we can have some big events and all get back together again and celebrate the end of this.
And boy, it's going to be a celebration when we do that. I get the feeling that we might not be as close together as we once were. I think we'll probably still have a little distance between us, but still it's going to be a godsend once this is all said and done. But in the meanwhile, we're still conducting business. In the meanwhile, we're still friends. We're still neighbors. And, you know, we can still transact and do whatever we need to do. As we said from the get-go and throughout the entire program today, it's just a little bit of a difference to adapt to our current situation with this coronavirus. And, you know, your businesses have always been innovative. You've always been cutting edge on a lot of things in the way that business is done. And it's showing it with the way the business is being handled today. And even from the get-go, it's been remarkable what your team's been able to do and stay so focused.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about team and communication, and we do that every day. We've been having Zoom meetings internally with our team and within departments to try to avoid moving around so much in the dealership. But, you know, it is about communication and keeping everybody aligned so we're on point to take care of our customers as we've been evolving our operation and making sure that we're doing everything right during this period. And, you know, it is about communication. It's, you know, making sure that we have the right tools so we can take care of our customers. We talked about that already in the show, but that's really important that you've got the ability to reach out to us and let us know what you need, and then we've got the ability to get it done for you. Once you've got your vehicle in here, if it's a purchase or sale, whatever it is, that's what we're focused on and what our team is ready to handle right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that people need to always remember is that it's just a simple call to reach us at 918-338-3330-900. Anything you need, we'll be happy to set it up, whether we're coming to you to pick up your vehicle for service or if you need trade evaluation. We can do some of that through the websites and make it as simple as possible to handle your needs. The way cars are bought today, there's really not that much you know, need to have contact if we do it right. So It's a lot simpler than it used to be.
Imagine you're getting kind of handy with that camera as you give people the once through online with the video.
Yeah, we've gotten a little bit better with that recently. Our team is doing a lot more video of vehicles. We're happy to, you know, that almost takes the place of a test drive or when we can get out there in a specific vehicle and show you everything. We can be live communicating with you through FaceTime and stuff and answering all your questions. It's fascinating how that is evolving in the car purchase process.
Man, that is really something else. Once again, let them know how they can get a hold of you by web.
Well, the best way is to go to our main landing page, which is at DungesChoice.com. From there, you can go to any one of our three showrooms for Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln. There's information there about new and used vehicles, about our Q-certified program, where with any new vehicle at Dungis, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that's good nationwide and a really great value with no additional cost to you just for buying a vehicle from Dungis. Most of our used cars come with some level of warranty, too. We have manufacturer-certified vehicles as well as Dungis Q-certified used vehicles, and those come with a 2-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So we've got great value on all our vehicles up there online at DungisChoice.com. If you want, just give us a call at 918-333.